Can I get this?
Yeah. What do you got?
My wife and I are born again Christians. My name is James. This is Debbie.
Okay.
We like to share with Anabaptist people.
Okay.
We follow Jesus Christ, not any other group or cult or anything like that. We believe in the Bible. We even believe in the scriptures. But we came up with a gospel card just for the Anabaptists because, you know, the Bible says Jesus tells us to love our neighbor.
Yes.
And so we look at the Anabaptists. We're originally from central Wisconsin. A lot of Anabaptists, Mennonites, more Amish up there.
Central Wisconsin has a lot of Mennonites.
Yeah. We're from like around the Cashton area and stuff is where they are.
Oh, the Amish are in Cashton.
Yep. Yeah. So you know about that.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've been around.
Okay. And so we were further east of that. But anyway, we used to live up there, and we have a small homestead down here now, but I'm a street preacher.
Okay.
I travel and I preach the gospel all over in the streets of America, business at Don. We do go to religious places. We stand outside. We go to events. We go to a lot of the world's events. We go to farmer's markets and we go and we preach the gospel.
You know what Anabaptist means.
Yeah. Rebaptized.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
Yeah, no, nothing wrong with that mindset. We there's many things that we would agree with the Anabaptists,
okay.
But in love, I do this in love. We would tell
them without love, it's hopeless.
Amen. John 13, Jesus said, "This will be the sign."
Yeah.
So, but in love, what I always tell Anabaptist people is when we first were born again. When we repented and came out of the world, we had to come out of the world. We weren't born in the Anabaptist world. We weren't born into the
truth. And there's no difference. The Anabaptists need to come out of themselves.
Very good.
And need to be reborn.
Yes, amen. Amen. That's part of the gospel. And so when we did that, we started attending an Assembly of God church for about 4 or 5 months, short time. We were reading scriptures. And we quickly saw that they were very much looked nothing like the New Testament body. Well, we repented of that. We left that. We never went back to man-made religion, but we did look at the Anabaptists because they were all around the area. But what we found is, in love, is that a lot of the Anabaptists still keep a lot of man-made traditions. And things
it's
like...
The Bible encourages us to keep our traditions.
Well, but not man-made
traditions. And you don't
have
any. I realize that.
Yeah.
But we do.
Yeah, but the difference is it's not man-made traditions. You see what I'm saying? It's the traditions of the Bible, the scriptures.
But our traditions are of the Bible.
Well, how about like when we talk about the Anabaptists at one time, you know, if you're a Mennonite, you're named after Menno Simons.
Right.
Which, first of all, I would call that going against scripture to name ourselves after a man. Paul says, I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos. He's saying, is Christ divided?
So you can't use anything?
I wouldn't use
You're
a name.
You're not even a preacher?
I'm a preacher, but I'm not named after a man. I'm a preacher of Christ.
You're a preacher of Christ, and so am I.
Well, for years, she used to belong to the Lutheran church, named after
the
wicked Lutheran man. So no one should be named after a man. We should be following after Christ. In Antioch, they were first called Christians, Christ followers. But going back, the Anabaptists at one time, Menno Simons, I really believe this. I really believe this with all my heart. And you're being gracious. I believe if Menno came back today, he would rebuke the Anabaptists who have added his name to their building and are not living like the Anabaptists lived
Very 500 years ago. Very true.
He risked his life to go around preaching the gospel. Mm-hmm. Today, the Anabaptists have compromise to go into little cloistered communities, and most of them, again, you're being very gracious, most of them, when I hand them a gospel card, you know what most, 99, not most, 99, you know what 99% of the Anabaptists do when I come in love like this? Do we look like worldly carnal people? They go, thank you. And they walk away and they don't even show any love. The gospel that's not being preached, the gospel is not come to church. The gospel is not keep Sunday as the Lord's Day. Sunday is not the Lord's Day. The gospel is not Christmas and Easter. Those are man-made holidays. The gospel is not get baptized. Well, we believe in water baptism. The gospel that should be proclaimed, that Menno proclaimed, and all the Anabaptists of the 500 years ago proclaimed, was that we place our faith in Jesus Christ and his death.
You just
blood.
Never met the right Anabaptist.
Well, I remember what I said, most. I've never met all of them, but 99% of them. We must come by faith.
Well, I don't think it's 99% of them.
Because it is, sir. If you ever go on the internet, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Okay.
That's the devil's thing right there.
I use it just for God's glory. A car is the same way.
So you're in your own strength.
I'm in the strength of the Holy Spirit.
Are you sure? You still carry that thing?
Yeah, I use it for communication. I use it to spread the gospel. It's my list instead of a piece of paper. My Bible's on
it's
here.
It's too dangerous.
No, it's dangerous if you don't use it rightly.
Yeah.
Do you have a gun?
No.
Would you ever use a gun for hunting? Shoot
no.
a deer?
You would because never shoot. I don't hunt.
Well, but do some Anabaptists shoot a deer for hunting?
Well, you're classing. You see, that's where I have a problem with the name.
Is the gun
you're
dangerous?
You're classing everybody Anabaptist that carries the name. They're all the same. They're all lost.
You're getting mad now. I don't want. If you want to, if you want to go on your
you
way, I don't want
what
to get
I'm
mad.
Saying.
No, but my card lovingly shows that the gospel they preach is incorrect.
And I'm trying to lovingly show you that thing is dangerous.
Oh, it is dangerous if you don't use it right. So is a car, so is a gun, so
but
is a knife,
strong,
so is electricity.
You're not strong enough.
Yes, I am. In Christ I am. He says I can do all things in Christ. The Bible tells me that. The Bible says be in the world, not of it. I must go into the world to reach them. I reach thousands of people on the internet with the gospel.
Does it help any?
Does it help any?
Yeah.
Proclaiming the gospel is always helpful. It glorifies God.
It is only God.
And we call them out of the world then.
It is only God that brings people out of the world. You don't.
Oh, yeah. I preach.
You're
and
right.
then we call right. them out of the world with the right. gospel. So God has to call
how
them.
Can you call the people out of the world if you're carrying the world in your pocket?
How can I call the people out of the world if I carry the world in my pocket?
Yes.
Because I teach them how to discern rightly, how to walk in the Spirit, how to choose that which is good, pure, and true, Philippians 4:8, and don't watch porn, don't watch sports, don't watch adultery. Use it as a tool.
You sure are stronger than most people.
Well,
I
no,
mean.
You know what it is? I'm born again by the Holy Spirit,
right.
and the Spirit
but
empowers
me. But you're saying
me.
I'm not.
I don't know. I didn't say
I don't
say
trust
you're not.
Myself.
I didn't say you're not.
I don't trust myself.
I don't trust myself either. What I do is I put everything into the Word of God.
I wish you the best, but I wouldn't be carrying that thing.
No, because see, you're in a store. This store is wicked.
Yeah.
The owner of the store is wicked. You know Mr. Menards? He's
no,
a real
I
liberal man.
I don't know
him. You notice everybody used to have to wear masks and all stuff. He's a very liberal man. So we're in the world. We're not of the world. I can use his electrical product for good. I wouldn't get along with him.
But
you were buying his electrical
product. I wouldn't carry the devil in my pocket.
It's not the devil. This isn't the devil. This is
it
a
is.
Tool.
It is.
This is
it
a tool.
It is the devil's
this
tool.
This is tool. You know what's amazing? The Anabaptists tell me this all the time when I go and preach.
Yes.
And they tell me this is the devil's tool. Do you know what I find about most Anabaptist businesses? They're on the internet.
Not our group.
Okay. Most
not
of the ones
group.
I meet. What's your group?
We're the Old Order Mennonite.
In what town are you at?
What county here?
No, cool. What town?
Oh, well, Versailles, Latham.
Okay, so you guys are horse and buggy?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no sin in that. The problem that becomes sinful is if you make that a rule. Like if I wanted to join you and I have to wear a hat that's not in the Bible or drive a horse and buggy that's not in the Bible to join you,
but
now you cause separation.
Where's the brotherhood?
Where's the brotherhood?
Yeah.
Well, I have brotherhood with anybody who's truly born of Christ and then has
repented.
How do you prove they're truly born?
Their
testimony.
Their testimony.
Yeah, like our testimony.
So your words take over action?
Well, your words, I take you at your word, and then I test you and I see your actions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So true brethren gather together, but true brethren don't keep false man-made tradition. Jesus said if you keep false man-made traditions, Christmas, Easter, your worship of God's in vain in Mark 7. Like my card tells you that.
Okay.
Here's one for you. I always like to tell people, Good Friday and Easter Sunday, Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights. He's not a liar. Good Friday to Easter Sunday is not 3 days and three nights. It's a man-made tradition. Roman Catholic tradition handed down. The Anabaptists are keeping Roman Catholic traditions. They're not keeping the traditions of God. So that's why we could never join them.
That means we'll go to hell.
If you're in sin and you don't repent and it's willful and you know it, it will damn you. All willful sin will damn you.
So
if I was a drunk and I don't repent of it, it will damn me.
Okay.
If I keep false traditions and I don't repent, it will damn me. One lie, it says, will keep you out of the Bible in Revelation 22. So what I'd encourage you to do, can I ask your first name?
Ivan.
James? Debbie. I'd encourage you to read that card, and I have another bigger printed track if you're interested, but my phone numbers are on there. I know you guys use phones. You could call me. I'd be happy to come and sit with your elders and talk lovingly and peacefully to show you that outside of the truth.
I am the elder.
Oh. Okay. What's the name of your church?
Old Order Mennonite.
I mean, what's the name of it?
Don't have a name.
There's no name. Just Old Order Mennonite in Versailles?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't know that that was the name of a church. I thought that was like a name of a group.
Conference. It is a group.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it is
but
a group.
We
yeah.
don't, you know, well, we do have separate names yeah. for each church house, but there's...
Yeah.
there's
so eight, you're the elder?
There's eight churches in our community.
Okay. Are you the elder?
Yes.
Is there one elder in your group or more than one?
There's more than one.
More than one. That's good, because that's the biblical model. There should yeah. be multiple elders.
We believe in a plural ministry.
Yeah, that's good. But again, what I really always hone in on is the gospel, faith in Jesus Christ, his shed blood. Mm-hmm. He's the only way. Repentance, which means we change our mind and our ways. We used to be drunks.
Repentance and amendment.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That's what I said. You change your mind, then change your ways. We used to be worldly drunks. We didn't come out of that point. We came out of the world. We know all about it.
Well, that's the different viewpoint.
Nope. Yep.
So you're denying tradition.
But let me... But
because you don't have it.
No, I'm not denying traditions of the Bible. I'm denying... Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2:15...
Well, all our traditions are based on the Bible.
Not true. Christmas and Easter.
Christmas.
God never ordained them.
God when says, do don't you do celebrate the birth of Christ?
We don't ever.
Don't
we
ever.
Preach so Christ every day.
So Christ didn't get born.
Jesus never celebrated his birthday. Neither did Paul or Peter. Why should we? They never celebrated his birthday. The only time it was celebrated,
we're not
Ivan,
Peter and Paul.
The only time it was celebrated was one time. We're to model them, imitate them. The only time it was celebrated was once, and it was right when he was born, when he was 2 years old. They celebrated it. Paul says, proclaim his death till he comes. Let me finish the gospel. Faith in Jesus Christ, his shed blood. Repentance. Change your mind, change your ways. Come out of the world. Come out of your flesh. Come out of man-made religion. And then the Bible says, you're born again by the Spirit of God. So you said you agree with that. You must be born again. Water baptism isn't being born again. That's just a sign you have been born again.
But is that necessary?
Yes, I teach water baptism, but not necessary for salvation. If I preach to a man and he repents and receives Christ, and while he's walking across the street, he's killed before he gets baptized, he will be with the Father, the thief on the cross.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yes, but we teach water baptism. Then the fruit that you are born of God is holiness and obedience, which means you cling to the Scripture, not man-made traditions, not Lutheranism, not Anabaptists, not Roman Catholic. My whole family was Roman Catholic. Not that. You cling to the Scriptures. Paul says, keep the traditions I've handed down. The Anabaptists are not keeping the traditions Paul handed down. They're keeping the traditions that Menno handed down. And Menno, I know, I read enough of his writings, would come and rebuke the Anabaptists. Menno didn't keep the things that you guys keep today. Menno didn't even believe what you believe on divorce and remarriage. Did you know that? He didn't. What he said, whatever was pre-conversion is gone. You're a new creation. Then after that, of course, he holds people to their commitment in their marriage. But the Anabaptists today, because they went into communities, they decided to keep all divorced people out, and they came up with this mindset that no matter when you got divorced or remarried, that marriage is a one-time thing. You can never, ever, ever.
But Christ tells us that.
Yeah, no, that's not true. And I have articles on that too. I could go through that. Moses allowed divorce and remarriage. Moses was given law by Jesus.
That's in the old dispensation.
Right. And Jesus says, except for fornication.
Right.
And Paul says, if someone abandons you, you're no longer bound. But that's another whole topic. The point is, Menno didn't believe what you guys believe. So what I would encourage you, this will cost you everything. See, Jesus said to follow him will cost you everything. It cost us our family, our friends, my career, our reputation. It cost us everything. What it will cost you or any Anabaptist to follow Christ is to turn from the man-made traditions, to set your mind on Christ, and most of the people won't come with you, and they'll shun you, and they'll forsake you. That's what it'll cost you to truly follow Jesus. If you don't surrender all those traditions, those become idols above him. And he says, I will have no idol before me. The rich man said, I've been keeping the law. Jesus didn't argue with
him. So you're accusing me of having an idol. What if I'm led by the Spirit, like you say, over that thing?
The Spirit doesn't lead us to falsehoods.
The Spirit didn't lead you to that.
The Spirit says I can use all things for God's glory, and I don't sin.
So I can use traditions for God's glory.
No, because it specifically says to keep a lie, to practice pagan traditions.
That thing's a lie.
No, it's not. There's nothing but truth on my phone.
It's virtual reality. It's not even real.
No. For what I use it for, emails, you're focused on this. It's wrong focus. This is not spiritual. This is material.
So traditions are totally spiritual?
Yes, the ones we're supposed to follow.
Yeah, but the ones
walk
you're
in
accusing,
the Spirit and truth.
You're accusing us of walking in traditions.
Man-made traditions that are not spiritual.
That are not...
They're not biblical. They may be
so
man-made
that's
spiritual.
That's not man-made?
Who can make days holy?
Who can make days holy? There's only one person...
Who can make days holy?
...that can make days holy.
Yeah.
And it actually, if you read in there, Paul says, if one keeps this day holy and the other keeps this, don't judge him.
Yeah, you're talking about Romans 14, and so that's the bad context.
So you're judging me?
Can I explain? I will. I am making a judgment. Can I explain how I can do that? The context Paul's giving there is between Jews and Gentiles when the early church...
So you can explain it all away.
Wait, you're not letting me finish. Paul, the context was, some were keeping Saturday Sabbath, the Gentiles came to faith, didn't have to, some didn't want to eat pork, the Gentiles came to faith and said, I can eat pork. Paul was talking about between the old and the new, not pagan traditions. If you can't keep pagan traditions of the Roman Catholics who are killing men, those people. When you celebrate Christmas, you're celebrating with the wicked Pope.
We're celebrating Christ's birth.
He didn't ask you to. He didn't tell you to. It's not ordained, and it's outside of what we're called to do. We're called to preach the gospel, to live separate, live holy. And I have lots of articles on that. Also, really, there's things that you guys don't teach, like how a woman's supposed to dress, biblical dress. They're not supposed to be. Now, your group probably...
Get out, hold on, man.
Hold on. You see how my wife is dressed. We believe in head coverings. We believe in dresses. We believe in being unadorned. Now, I don't know your group.
That's exactly
many
what
of the
teach.
Mennonite groups, the women are wearing very tight dresses. They're very adorned.
Yeah.
Head covering should cover the head, not a little bun cap on the back.
I agree with it. Totally.
But here's the problem. Ready? I'm going to drop something on you.
You're going to drop the hammer on
you. No, I'm going to drop something loving on you. Do you see how I'm dressed? What am I wearing?
A shirt with a piece and a suit on the bottom
of
it.
Yep, my wife's a good sewer. Yeah. This is a tunic.
Okay.
Did you know the Bible teaches all godly men wore tunics all the way
with
from the prophets?
On?
Buttons don't matter. That's just how you fasten your clothes.
So you just bend the stuff to fit your thinking.
No. God gave us, in Genesis 3, God killed an animal, the first shedding of blood. Isn't this beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
To cover mankind, and he put us in tunic garments. So the question I always have with Anabaptists, and it never changed, Jesus wore one, the prophets wore one, the disciples wore one. He's coming back in one. Yeah, I do. My articles show all the way through, robes, tunics, all the way through the Old Testament, all the way through the New Testament. Jesus is coming back in a robe. Vesture means robe in the book of Revelation. I always ask the Anabaptist men, how come the women have to cover their bodies, but you men don't have to?
Well, I'm not covered.
Your form. Your form's not covered. But the women have to. The Bible teaches both men and women to do that. These are just some things. I lovingly share them with you so that maybe I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will convict you and you'll go, you know what? I'm willing to lose my man-made traditions to follow after Christ because you will fall short if you follow man-made religion. Jesus will say, away from you, I never knew you. You worker of iniquity. You're not worldly sin. You have religious sin. Man-made traditions, there's pride, there's fear of the world. We don't have to be afraid, Ivan. We don't have to be afraid of the things of the world. I walk through this world. I go and I street preach at the Super Bowl. I used to be a fan. Now I stand and lift up Jesus. I don't have to be afraid. I can stand outside a bar, Ivan, and preach the gospel, and I don't have to be afraid. We used to be drunks. You have to rely on the Holy Spirit that's in you to guide you, and then you can walk right through. And Jesus says it's not what you eat that defiles you. It's me holding a phone doesn't defile me, Ivan. It's what I do with the phone. All I do with it is preach the gospel, witness to people all over the world. My Bible is on here, and that's it. My wife and I communicate. That's it. So I want to encourage you to not be fearful. This lifestyle, we live off-grid. You'll appreciate this. We do drive a car, but other than that, we live off-grid. We don't have electricity. We burn firewood. I'll hunt and I'll shoot an animal, a deer for meat. We used to, in Wisconsin, raise our own. We understand your lifestyle and we love that. We love simplicity. The problem is, like I said, you're wearing a black hat. Let me just go here. I knew a guy that moved down to Tennessee. He was looking at a religious body to join and he was ready to join. You know what stopped him from joining it? They said, you can't become a member unless you wear a black hat. And he said, where is that in Scripture? And they said, it's our rule. If you don't like it, you can't join us. That is sinful separation. That's not in the Bible. The Bible actually teaches us men to have our heads uncovered when we preach about the things of God. You would never wear that when you preach.
No.
But you wear it when you talk about the things of God. God's everywhere.
Because it's a comfort.
But God's everywhere.
It's a comfort.
You need to rely on Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
You don't wear, if it's 20 below, you don't put anything on
your head. That's different.
It's
not 20 below right now. I wouldn't preach with my head covered. I take my hat off.
Yeah, well, that's a good analogy.
But you guys don't.
Yes,
the Mennonites
we do.
Don't. But you're preaching here and you're not taking your head's covered.
We're having a discussion. I'm not sure I'm
this
preaching.
Where two or three are gathered, Christ is here. If I'm your brother, Christ
well,
is
then,
here. See, that's another thing.
Then we better stop.
Okay. All right. I don't
right?
want to. All right. Yeah.
If you're accusing me of preaching with my hat on, we better stop.
Well, yeah.
I didn't realize I was preaching.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. You have my card, and I'd love to hear from you sometime to sit down. I'm going to be around here a little bit longer until I go and start traveling again. I'd love to sit down and go over more truth with you. I would love to. I'd love to meet you somewhere, and I'm bothering you. I'll let you go. I'd love to meet you somewhere and go over this.
I got a driver waiting out
okay.
there for me.
Because we love you. We love you people. We would love to unite and come be the best. We'd be your best workers, but we can't because of the sin and the false traditions.
Well.
Does that bother you? It should, because Paul says keep the traditions he's handed down.
I feel we keep the traditions and the traditions that we were taught from our parents
Anabaptists.
And our grandparents.
Those aren't God's traditions. Christmas and
but
Easter,
they're good.
They're Roman Catholic. They're not good.
They're
lies.
Not good.
They're lies. Easter means Ishtar.
So my hat's a lie.
If your hat's not a lie, but if you're preaching with your head covered, that's sin.
Yes, I understand that.
Yes, so that would be sinful. If you're not covering your form, that would be sinful and hypocritical, because the women in your body have to cover their forms, but the men don't have to. They can show off their and women shouldn't. See what I'm saying, Ivan? But the gospel is the key. That's why I preach it to you first. Once your heart's transformed, you no longer want to sin, and the Spirit beckons you to find all these false traditions you're keeping and get rid of them for the glory of God. You're not living for the glory of God. Jesus said, you worship me in vain if you teach the commandments of men, which you are, and he's going to cast you out. So I care for your soul. I'd love to hear from you sometime. I'm going to leave it right there, okay?
All right, Dan. Take care.
We love you. God be praised.